I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder talks about his 1992 presidential campaign and how Senator Barack Obama can build a coalition that wins the White House. But first, BET co-founder and NBA franchise owner Bob Johnson is famous for his business empire. More recently, he's turned his attention to the political arena as a staunch supporter of Senator Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. She's expected to concede to Senator Barack Obama this weekend, several days after Mr. Obama actually secured enough delegates to win the nomination. Mr. Obama and Mrs. Clinton had a private meeting in Washington yesterday for what their campaigns called a productive discussion about the way forward in November. Many Clinton supporters hope that discussion includes an invitation to be Mr. Obama's running mate. Bob Johnson recently weighed in with a letter to Representative James Clyburn, the House Majority Whip, asking him to encourage the Congressional Black Caucus to urge Mr. Obama to put Mrs. Clinton on the ticket. Bob Johnson is here with us to talk about that. Thank you so much. It's good to talk to you again.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm great. Now, I understand, just to clarify, I understand from previous interviews that Mrs. Clinton didn't ask you to send the letter, but you told her you were going to send it, and she agreed. Is that about right?
Well, that's about right.
Okay. Why do you think she should be vice president?
Well, first of all, I just want to be clear to your listeners that that decision is, of course, Mr. Obama's, and whether or not Senator Clinton take it is her decision alone, and as she has stated, she is not at this time seeking the vice presidency, but she also said that she will do everything possible to help the Democratic Party win the White House. And so from that, I say that if one wanted to make sure with a level of certainty that the Democrats take the White House, the way to do that would be to take the demographic voter groups within the Democratic Party that she attracted, almost 18 million voters, match that with the demographic voters that Senator Barack attracted, again, almost an equal number of voters. That, to me, is the closest thing to certainty that the Democratic Party will be united and Senator Obama will be the first African-American president. And that, I think, is a paramount objective for everyone in the Democratic Party.
When President Bush selected Dick Cheney as his running mate, he gave three reasons. He said there are three criteria for the job. One, that the person be loyal. One, that the person be someone he gets along with. And three, that the person be someone who could step in on a moment's notice and be president. Do you think Mrs. Clinton fits all those three criteria?
I think without question, Michelle, she meets every one of those criteria. Her involvement in politics goes a long way back. Her involvement in the White House as First Lady was probably the most extensive First Lady involvement, even greater than that than Eleanor Roosevelt. She certainly has all of the qualifications to be the Commander-in-Chief that you would expect if something unfortunately happened to Senator Obama. She also is somebody who has a great record of working with people. I think Senator Obama and Senator Clinton could get along very well. As two individuals who have the same objectives and the same policy goals. And at the same time, I think Senator Clinton would be very effective in helping Senator Obama govern.
Given that Congressman Clyburn, to whom you directed the letter, who is the House Majority Whip number three and the House leadership, also the highest-ranking African-American, which is, I believe, obviously one of the reasons you asked him to speak to the CBC on Senator Clinton's behalf. Given that Mr. Clyburn is among those who believe that Senator Clinton's campaign used inappropriate and racially divisive tactics in the campaign to the point where he publicly criticized the campaign, do you think now that he really would advise the caucus to support Senator Clinton in that role?
Well, Michelle, you have to understand there's probably an equal number of members of the caucus, like Charlie Rangel, powerful chairman of Ways and Means, Stephanie Tubbs Jones, a dynamic elected official from Ohio, Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas. So the caucus was split equally divided. Charlie Rangel today said he'd love to see Senator Clinton on the ticket. But, you know, in the heat of a campaign, Michelle, people say things. They're passionate about their particular candidate. Each of the parties in the primary said things that were divisive. Senator Clinton feels that things that she said were taken the wrong way and taken out of context and implied racism. Congressman Clyburn took some statements that Bill Clinton said about Jesse Jackson as implied racism. So, you know, those things are behind us now, and we're united to beat John McCain. I don't think any of those things should keep Senator Clinton, if she's interested from being fully considered to be the vice president.
A number of Obama supporters and some outside observers have suggested that this latest campaign, what appears to be a campaign for the vice presidency, might not be helpful to the party in the long run. It makes Clinton look graceless. It has the potential to make Obama look weak. What do you think of that argument? In essence, the question is, could this backfire?
Well, let me say this. I liken the president to being a chief executive officer. I've been a CEO of companies for over 30 years. And if you're the chief executive officer and you know it, or in this case, you're the party nominee, you control the party apparatus, nothing is going to intimidate you. Senator Barack Obama has all of the authority invested in him by the Democratic delegates. He is this ultimate person to make that choice. So no way you can pressure Senator Obama to do anything he doesn't want to do. And all the people who were championing Senator Clinton are simply saying she didn't get the top ticket, but boy, wouldn't she make a great addition to the ticket for the reasons I mentioned earlier. I think people overplay this, that if he's being pressured, you can't pressure the person who's going to be potentially the most powerful person in the free world.
He should be tough enough to take it.
Yeah, you can't pressure a president to take somebody. He's going to do what he wants to do, but you can certainly advocate. I mean, keep in mind, we've been advocating for Senator Clinton for, 8 months. And to say that now that she's lost it at the presidential level, don't advocate for her to be the vice president when you think that's the best way to win the White House, I think people are overreacting and trying to make something out of essentially nothing.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm speaking with BET founder Bob Johnson about his support for Senator Clinton's or a vice presidential nod for Senator Hillary Clinton. Mr. Johnson, you're a couple of forays into public advocacy for Mrs. Clinton did not go well this year. You are believed to have implied that Mr. Obama had been a drug user as a youth. You said that your remarks were taken out of context, but you did wind up apologizing to Senator Obama and his family. You also raised eyebrows when you raised remarks when you agreed with some remarks that Geraldine Ferraro made about Mr. Obama's qualifications that many of his supporters considered racially tinged. And I'm wondering if that might suggest that, could it be that perhaps your political instincts are not as finely honed as your entrepreneurial ones?
I would say just the opposite. The one thing I believe is speaking what I believe. And if we're in a society where you can't say what you feel, even though in the case of the issue of drugs, it was a joke. Joke went wrong. Apologized. So no harm, no foul. On the fact of if Barack Obama had not been African-American, would he have received 92% of the votes out of Pennsylvania when, go back 4 years ago, 80% of black eight years ago, 80% of black folks were voting for Bill Clinton? I think that's an observation of a truth. And if people can't accommodate the truth, then I think that's a problem. And in the business I'm in, we're required in transparency in business to tell the truth to shareholders, tell the truth to regulators. If I tell the truth in a political circle and people can't seem to accommodate it, I'm not going to change what I believe in order to be politically correct for MSNBC or for somebody who's passionate about their candidate. I think we get too caught up in trying to make everybody sort of walk a politically correct line and not speak the truth.
Well, speaking of the business you're in, your career has been so identified with empowerment of the African-American community, with the black experience, with giving voice to the black experience. And for some people have always been curious about why you supported Senator Clinton over Senator Obama, who is a young African-American who nobody thought could do what he did, which is exactly what some people thought about you when you were just starting out. When people said, you can't do that, nobody can, build a cable network aimed at the African-American audience, and you did it. And so some people wonder, why?
Michelle, I think the simple answer is that is we should not make our decisions based on what people perceive to be, this one is of your class, this one is of your race, this one is of your sex, so you got to go that way. I've known the Clintons for over 22 years. I met him before he was even governor of Little Rock, and I've known him as president. And know Senator Clinton almost the same amount of time I've known President Clinton. And she asked me to support her. I supported her before, and I told her I was supportive for presidency. People should know that when Senator Obama came to Washington, former Congressman Bill Gray and I held the first fundraiser for Senator Obama at my restaurant in downtown D.C. People should also know that I've been a Democrat all my life and will be a Democrat after Senator Obama is elected and Senator Clinton is, whether she's vice president or not, I'm still going to support the party. But the idea that because I've sort of achieved first and empowered African Americans, to say that therefore I should empower, should also be required to vote for Senator Obama, when I think Senator Clinton is equally qualified to be president. I've known her. I respect her. But I also did the same thing for Senator Obama. Senator Obama called me and asked me to support him. When I told him I was going to support my lifelong friend, Senator Clinton, he said, Bob, I respect loyalty. I understand it. So, again, a lot of this is just people trying to find reasons to interject divisiveness in an issue. But and that's why one of the reasons I'm really supporting Senator Clinton now, because I think from a historic standpoint, think of this, Michelle. Two classes of people who have been most oppressed in this country since its founding have been African Americans and women. Wouldn't it be a huge paradigm shift, a triumphant expression of our diversity becoming full circle, if an African American male would put on the ticket a white female who both contested mightily to lead the Democratic Party? To me, that's the ultimate goal, not the Democratic Party nomination. There are a lot of guys running around who got the Democratic Party nomination, John Kerry, Al Gore. We don't want that to happen with Senator Obama. We want him to be the President of the United States. This is the most significant thing, probably more significant than the Emancipation Proclamation, if he walks in that White House.
Okay, we're going to have
what I want.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Bob Johnson is the co-founder of BET and the owner of the Charlotte Bobcats and a supporter of Senator Hillary Clinton. He joined me by phone from his home in Maryland. Mr. Johnson, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Take care, Michelle.